Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Nate Goner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Andy Roach. He is the park ranger at Lake Darling State Park about some of the activity that is happening recently out at Lake Darling, as well as some of the things that you can expect later on this year at the park. This is part one of a two-part interview. Do want to talk about the activity that's going on out at Lake Darling. We're starting to see the temperatures start to warm up a little bit, and anytime that happens, people immediately think of going outside and being in the outdoors. As far as people taking advantage of the lake, how many people have been out the last couple weekends?
Oh, I would say give or take right around 1,000 people, you know, within the last couple weekends out, you know, hiking on the fishing trail or, you know, going up and, you know, walking up to see the new cabin site and everything like that, and even taking, you know, opportunities to go out there and try to find a deer shed and everything out here in the park. I've also seen some people going around and trying to catch some fish on the fishing ponds and also out on the lakes.
You talk about fish, and that's where my next question is. You know, people, when it first starts to get warm, and even when it's not warm, you know, they love fishing here in Southeast Iowa. How is the fish count out at Lake Darling at this moment?
Well, I just talked to the biologist up here at Lake Darling here for the park, and basically he pretty much, you know, got me some, you know, tidbits here. So basically, the average crappie length, you know, pretty much out there right now is going to be on an average of, you know, 8 to 9 inches, give or take. And the count is, you know, I would say pretty substantial for that. The largemouth bass, there are, you know, several larger ones, 18 inch on, you know, possibly even larger than that, that, you know, came back in from the silt ponds. But there's an average of, I'd say, 8 or 9 inch bass out there. And also the bluegill population, it's going to be a pretty good year for bluegill fishing out there, with probably an average of, I'd say 7 to 8 inch bluegills out there as well.
Yeah, I actually owe you guys a huge thank you, as it was Lake Darling State Park that got me involved in one of my newest hobbies in kayaking. Was actually able to rent a kayak from you guys at the DNR office there at Lake Darling during Memorial Day, and fell in love with it so much that I bought my own kayak over the summer. And I was wondering if you guys were going to have those boat rentals, not just kayaks, but paddle boats and other things happening this summer as well.
Yeah, we've got, we're probably going to open the boat rental facility up down there right around the Friday before Memorial Day. So it'd be May 20th. And yeah, we're going to have, you know, plenty of opportunities. There's the single kayaks, there's fishing kayaks, the paddle boats, and the new, if you haven't tried it yet, the stand-up paddle boards. It's like a big surfboard, and you stand up on it with a longer oar that you stand up and go out there. And it's really unique, and it's a different opportunity that we'll have to offer out here at Lake Darling.
You mentioned earlier on in the interview is that you guys have some four-season cabins that you guys are currently building right now, have some other cabins on site as well. When are those new four-season cabins expected to be open for the public to use?
Well, I really can't give you a definitive date on that, basically, just due to the fact that they just released for the road construction on that. So then they just started some work up there today on doing some finished grade aspects around the cabins. But the tentative date for the road construction completion is June 30th. So I would give it, you know, possibly a week or two after that fact that they're going to be able to, you know, they'll be on the reservation website and be able to rent at that point.
That's today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Andy Roach, park ranger at Lake Darling State Park. This is part one of a two-part interview. You can find this interview on our website at kciiradio.com, and you can hear the rest of my conversation with Roach on Monday during In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Nate Goner with KCII News.